Text 5. This is an extract from a radio program. Before you listen to text 5, read questions 11 to 13 now. Listen to text 5 and answer questions 11 to 13.
Hello, boys and girls. My name is Henry Lee, and I am 16 years old. I am here to talk about my shoe shop. Yes, most people are surprised when I say I own a shop. I started this shoe business last year when I was 15 years old. I had seen some shoes I wanted on a shopping website, but they were very expensive, so I did not buy them. Later that evening, I met my father's friends when they came for dinner at my house. They talked about how they became successful in their business, and I sat at the dinner table enthralled. After listening to their conversation, I had an idea and wanted to try it out. I went to some shoe shops and asked for prices of shoes on offer. They were discounted by 10 to 40%. I did not buy any shoes, but the sales assistant allowed me to take pictures of them. I uploaded the pictures on my father's friend's website. In 2 days, he received some orders for the shoes. I was thrilled and rushed to the shoe shops to buy the discounted shoes. I checked that they were the correct size and design before packing them and delivering them to the buyers. It was my first sale, and I made more than $100. I sold the shoes that I bought on 40% discount at a 10% discount from the original price. My father and his friend were astonished. Now, I still take orders online, but I have my own website. If you have a good idea, try it out. Just like me, your idea might succeed.
Question 11. What surprises most people? Question 12. Why did Henry take photographs of the shoes he saw? Question 13. What can we learn from Henry?
Listen to text 5 again.
Hello, boys and girls. My name is Henry Lee, and I am 16 years old. I am here to talk about my shoe shop. Yes, most people are surprised when I say I own a shop. I started this shoe business last year when I was 15 years old. I had seen some shoes I wanted on a shopping website, but they were very expensive, so I did not buy them. Later that evening, I met my father's friends when they came for dinner at my house. They talked about how they became successful in their business, and I sat at the dinner table enthralled. After listening to their conversation, I had an idea and wanted to try it out. I went to some shoe shops and asked for prices of shoes on offer. They were discounted by 10 to 40%. I did not buy any shoes, but the sales assistant allowed me to take pictures of them. I uploaded the pictures on my father's friend's website. In 2 days, he received some orders for the shoes. I was thrilled and rushed to the shoe shops to buy the discounted shoes. I checked that they were the correct size and design before packing them and delivering them to the buyers. It was my first sale, and I made more than $100. I sold the shoes that I bought on 40% discount at a 10% discount from the original price. My father and his friend were astonished. Now, I still take orders online, but I have my own website. If you have a good idea, try it out. Just like me, your idea might succeed.